Good evening, everybody. I am so sorry I have not done a podcast in a while. With the 4th of July weekend last week and stuff, I have been extremely busy at work. And then I've had a buck teeth that was very, very sharp. They put me on antibiotics and non-narcotic pain pill because it has literally cut my tongue so bad that it still really hurts, so I may talk funny. But anyway, I am trying to get back into the habit of doing my podcast and stuff because I really do love doing them. And I want to start this podcast out by saying thank you and for having patience with me. And I've been going through some stuff right now that I've been dealing with, but it's all good. I'm going to be all right and take care of everything, and everything's looking good for me. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get so frustrated, I don't know what to do about it. I find that if I stop trying to control everything around me, I can calm down. The challenge today is hidden self. Answer these questions to help you discover a bit of your hidden self. Recovery is a journey about finding yourself as much as anything else, because you have to figure out who you really are without drugs or alcohol. But it's not always easy to figure out how much you feel about things. Life gets busy. It's helpful to take time out for some self-reflection. Think about your day and ask yourself, what did I notice about myself today? Example, I'm anxious, happy, excited, clumsy, irritable, etc. Number 2, why do you think you are feeling or behaving this way today? Example, I was excited because I got a raise at work. Number 3, when have you felt this way in the past? Example, the feeling reminds me of my first day at Disneyland. And number 4, do you like or dislike feeling this way? And I did a link, wrote down a link to this on self-exploration. Top 7 benefits knowing who you are. Knowing who you are is the best way to discover your true core calling. So many folks are living in paralyzing fear because they are trying to live a life created by others. Hiding behind the mask of appropriateness deadens your soul and changes your identity to something less than you could have been. Instead, be all of who you are by knowing who you are, and you'll never go back to mimicking others. Get inspired by these powerful benefits to being the individual you were always meant to be. Number 1, the honor of giving space to who you are gives you access to so far hidden wisdom. Gain access through asking your most challenging discovery questions. Residing within this wisdom are jewels in the form of thought connections, fresh insights, and rich realizations. Number 2, decision making is easier and more spot on. You only struggle with big decisions because you are choosing from culturally created options that are not a fit for you. Be who you are, and you'll make and you'll more readily see the wisdom of hindsight and foresight. Number 3, it allows you to see opportunities you were once blind to. It's impossible to see the right opportunities when you're looking through false lenses. But once you know who you are, then you can see more of the opportunities that fit you. Number 4, you'll be more productive with less effort. Authentically allows you to tap your purest vein of inspiration so you don't have to use willpower, discipline, and self-control to get things done. Inspiration is the only effective antidote to resistance. Number 5, true north. Self-identity allows you to see options that are more supportive of your true desires. But when you are living a false life, one that was created by someone else, the choices you see only perpetrate that fallacy. Living from true north gives you greater access to the actions you can take to get what you want. Number 6, you can only truly see what you want. Your heart's desires from the vantage point of who you are. These desires of your heart of hearts feed you at a soul level. They are your divine gifts that have been sent from God's heart to yours. Until you honor who you are, these gifts stall in limbo, waiting for your recognition of them. Number 7, once you know who you are, you can choose or create work that is aligned with you. It is your calling, which is the work that will give you both the greatest fulfillment and the most prosperous rewards. Which of these benefits inspires you the most to be who you are? Are you inspired to get started being who you are now? Thank you once again for listening and supporting me and having patience with me. I love you all. God bless you all, and I hope y'all all have a safe, blessed night. Thank you for listening to Recovery Tools and Challenges. And for those of you who would like to look me up further, Recovery Tools and Challenges, Angela Lee Dallin on Facebook.